Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, September 30th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer, Alan Ward, reporting. This afternoon, we have exchanged with United Management the party's respective 12 major issues to be discussed and negotiated during our expedited mediation process. Both lists have been made available to our Flight Attendant Negotiations Network, the FAN, and they will be added to our website on Saturday evening. A special e-lines will also be sent out on Monday with additional information. Our September 20th, 2011 Dear AFA message regarding crew meals has resulted in an additional clarification on the issue from the company. While not explicitly stated in the weekly purser briefing, the focus of the company's briefing items was specifically intended to apply to international crew meals. As originally written, the weekly purser briefing item created confusion and generated questions from flight attendants, some of whom believed the domestic crew meals were being made available for selection by passengers. Domestically, premium cabins are catered to provide the exact number of meals required for the passenger load. For example, on a 757 aircraft, 24 first-class entrees and setups are provided for selection by passengers. Crew meals are boarded in addition to and separate from the first-class meal complement. Both regular and special crew meals are differentiated from customer meals with a main course sticker and a tray setup tent card. These meals are boarded in a chilled tray cart and marked with the flight number for which the meals are intended. On international flights, crew meal entrees are not labeled in the same manner, nor are special crew meals available when working international IDs. Flight attendant crew meal entrees are boarded with the United First and United Business meal counts. After passengers have made their entree selections, flight attendants choose their crew meals from the remaining selection of entrees. The 2012 vacation bidding process will begin on October 29, 2011. In preparation for this process, United will shortly begin clearing out the 2011 vacation information and loading the initial data for the 2012 vacations. This process will cause any remaining 2011 vacation information to become inaccessible to flight attendants. If you have a vacation scheduled for the month of December 2011 and need a copy of your vacation dates for bidding your December schedule, we recommend that you go to your VAC bid screen in Unimatic and print a copy of your 2011 vacation bid information before it is removed. Alternatively, you will need to contact the Flight Attendant Service Center, the FASC, option 44, to request the information from the call center representative to retrieve your December 2011 vacation dates in the event you are unable to print a hard copy. Section 18E of the contract provides the timeline for annual vacation bidding and establishes October 29th as the date on which the primary vacation bid period opens. Prior to the opening of bids, there are a number of steps to go through. The first step in the process is the development of the reserve letter list by which flight attendants are assigned reserve rotation letters. These lists are now available in the domicile. Sometime before vacation bids open on October 29th, reserve letters and the 2012 vacation accruals will be uploaded in Unimatic. The number of vacation days accrued in your vacation bidding seniority are based on company seniority, which may be different from your flight attendant seniority. This is outlined in Section 18B of our contract. Section 18C covers reductions in vacation. Vacation accrual will be reduced for flight attendants on leaves of absence, except occupational leaves, by 1/12 for each 30 days or major portion on a prorated basis. Also, flight attendants in the partnership program will accrue vacation at 1/2 of the vacation accrual schedule in Section 18B. Once these vacation accruals are finalized, the reserve letter and vacation accrual information will be loaded into the Unimatic VAC bid screens we use when bidding for vacation. This information will be available no later than the opening of bids on October 29th. More information on vacation bidding can be found on our website. Effective today, September 30th, 2011, it will no longer be standard operating procedure for pilots to notify flight attendants via a PA announcement to prepare for landing. Flight attendants will now use the sterile flight deck no smoking double chimes as their cue to prepare the cabin and take their seats for landing. The flight attendant announcement book has been updated with an announcement by the purser. Flight attendants should no longer expect to be notified by the flight deck to be seated. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.